Well, hello, welcome to The Scene. I'm Scott Feingold, and I'm here with Rachel Atwell, as I am every week. Right, Rachel?
Right, only today we're not in studio. We're in a much more fun place.
That's right. We're here at the pharmacy, and we're sitting down with our special guest, Jeff Williams of the pharmacy, just finding out what exactly is going on in this crazy place. What's happening, Jeff?
Well, hey, guys, how's it going?
Tell people what the pharmacy is, just in case they
the
don't know.
The pharmacy is it's a gallery, it's a group art show. I mean, we have shows, you know, but we're just a group of members who, you know, I mean, we each kind of basically pay rent to keep the doors open of the place and then, you know, use it for our own group shows, along with sometimes try to have shows like outreach to the community type shows. We're kind of limited on how many of those we can do, but we try to do as many of those as we can, you know. So.
Yeah. And you have something coming up this week, is that correct?
This week, exactly, this Friday and Saturday night, 5:30 to 9 p.m., we have a group show called Cute Creep this particular time, kind of not necessarily directly Halloween theme, but we thought leading into the season, you know, have something like that. So people are making art cute, creepy, any combination between, and so far I haven't seen too many clowns, which is good for me personally, but
there's at least a few. Creepy.
It is, yeah. I've been trying to steer away from those.
Right. Well, right now this must be a terrible time for you, Jeff, because there's so many real creepy clowns running around.
Yeah, I don't know why that all of a sudden has become a real thing, you know, when really they should be either outlawed or there shouldn't be any. Supply and demand says there should not be any clowns, really. But
I think the news peg on that, though, is that the news about all the scary clowns is there really aren't that many scary clowns.
No, but one is enough.
Yeah,
right. One is enough to really ruin the party for
ample.
Everybody.
Yes.
Weak sauce. What are you going to do when It comes out? The remake of It.
It.
You're not going to check it out?
You know, I don't know. Check It out?
Right.
I probably will, actually. I actually will. The worst thing is, like, when you're going through a place like a store, like a Hobby Lobby or any, and they, all of a sudden up springs, like, something you walk by and it triggers you to, anyway,
yeah.
You guys know what
right.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So, can you talk a little bit about some of your work that's going to be in this particular show?
This show, I've went ahead against my better judgment and made a lot of small, creepy-ish looking doll or ventriloquist type, actually pencil sketches that are then applied to acrylic. I mean, so it's sort of a mixed media type thing, but it sort of freaks me out.
Do you have to go into your depths and pull like inspiration out of your nightmares or
something? Well, yeah. I mean, well, no, not necessarily that too much this time. Sorry, I had to really think about this. You guys are making me nervous with these questions probing me about my clown phobia and whatnot. I'm happy with the pieces that I've like kind of come up with, but they got a little creepy vibe, kind of
a little dark, which is appropriate, but you know, in order to provide that kind of stimulus, sometimes the artist has to sacrifice a little of their own comfort zone.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
So you've been a long-standing member of the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
yes,
a long, long, long-standing member of the Springfield scene in general when it comes to art and music.
Yeah.
Tell us just, like, how things are going here at the pharmacy. And
it seems like things have been going, you know, really well the last few shows and events. You know, we recently got our non-for-profit status, which is kind of a nice thing. It kind of it'll open some things for us. Along with the Cute Creep show, which will be this weekend, we'll have like a fashion show, which will be in December. I mean, we'll supply the art, but anybody in the community, in the Central Illinois community, if they make any sort of fashion clothing type thing that they, they can have it in the show, basically. They can wear it, you know, or have a model if they want as wearable art or fashion. And it's free of charge for anybody who wants to. They just need to talk to us or, you know, communicate with us in some form to know. And then a YMCA show we'll have coming up then. That will be early part of 2017. But that'll be kind of cool because we're going to have the kids at the Y are going to make art And then we're going to make like a large representation of the same, like the same piece, like our take on what they originally did. So I think those are kind of exciting shows that will be coming up.
So we are now joined by another artist who will have her work on display at the Cute Creep Pharmacy Show this weekend.
Allison Coffey. My space is in the little triangle building on the parking lot at the pharmacy. And it's got kind of a creepy nursery feel to it, I hope. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And I don't mean like for plants, as in nursery. No, it's toys and things like that. So
a real life baby, even.
There's a baby.
Maybe not. Real
I wouldn't
life.
Say live baby.
Forever alive.
Forever.
For all eternity.
Exactly.
And so, like Wendy Allen, who is a regular artist here, mentioned that she thought you were a perfect fit when it came to the cute
right.
creep theme. And I saw you make a Facebook post about how October is like
yes.
when you feel most normal. Can
right.
you expand on that?
Oh,
bit?
Sure. I guess I've always been kind of, I was raised on the Addams Family, and I feel at home in their world, I guess I'd say. And I've just always been like, I think of myself as an autumnal person, and it's kind of Halloween in my mind all year long. And, but it's like I have a business card that says the lighter side of darkness, and that's kind of where I'm coming from, to kind of see the whimsy, and I like to call my things grimsical. Which is grim and whimsical. Mm-hmm. So that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, dark yet playful, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm. And so looks like this took a lot of work. There's just a lot of little pieces and details going on.
It did, and I do these things anyway, and they've never really crept out into the public eye. And then Wendy did say, this would be a good time for you. And you know, hoping to fool some people into thinking that I'm not like this all year long and it's just because it's October. But no, this is me, pretty much.
So that was Allison Coffey, and she spoke with us here at the Pharmacy Artist Co-op in Springfield, where both Friday and Saturday there will be a cute creep-themed art show going on, free, open to the public. Definitely check it out. And while you're at it, quite a few other cool Springfield art shows to check out. Right, Scott?
That's right. On Friday, if you were to decide to, you could go and do a sort of impromptu art crawl because not only is the pharmacy having their Cute Creep opening, but the demo project is also having their opening with Industry of the Ordinary and Brandon Sisko and Mike Steven each setting up their own art shows for opening then. So that's going to be happening the same evening on Friday, as well as...
Well, wait, but wait, there's
yes.
more.
Yeah.
The Industry of the Ordinary is complete with a hog roast.
Oh, right, exactly.
An anonymous donor right. has offered up a hog roast. To eat.
Right. So you could go to the pharmacy, hang out and get some cocktails, maybe a couple little snacks and see the art out here. And then maybe you could take a stop by Cafe Brio and see First Friday, because that is opening as well. And then after you check that scene out, head over for the Hog Roast and Art Show at the demo.
On Springfield
Art Association campus.
Yeah.
So you've got so many art opportunities. And if you decide to do it on Friday, you can get a threefer.
Yeah, and like you don't have to buy drinks or food for the
evening.
Right,
exactly. It's only
a Halloween extravaganza, getting
right.
you in the spirit for fall.
Right, and so much art so close to home.
Yay. And so let's take a look at maybe something happening in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah,
in
Champaign-Urbana, actually, there's the opening of a very controversial film, The Birth of a Nation. This is a new film called that appropriates the name,
oh.
and it's a story about Nat Turner's slave uprising.
Okay, interesting.
So it's the opposite.
Much more interesting than sitting and watching.
No, you don't
original.
Want to watch D.W. Griffith's original
like,
Birth
what?
Of a Nation. This is a whole other thing.
Okay.
But the filmmaker who made this has had some allegations about his past come out after it, and so people are having a hard time separating the sort of ethical quandary that, to say the least, this guy's found himself in, and the revolutionary quality of the film. So which is the story about Nat Turner, slave uprising, and it's been highly praised. But since the point that it was highly praised, some distasteful information came out about the creator of the film, and it's sort of making it harder to evaluate the art on its own terms because of these things. You can look up. I'm not going to stir the pot any more on that than necessary, but. Interesting piece of cultural phenomenon happening over there. So
provocative things
all around. So if you want to go to Champaign, and also if you want to take a jaunt up to Springfield on Monday, the Black Sheep Cafe, which is usually, you know, a sort of a punk venue, is having a different kind of event. Blues, folk, and jazz at the Black Sheep, including bands from Oakland, California, playing jazz for punks. There's a band called The Blues. A band called Real Live Tigers playing country blues folk from Austin. Bungalow is a folk project, and the End Times Trio, the brutalizing free jazz group from Springfield. So not your average fare, maybe a little bit more of a coffee house vibe happening over at the Black Sheep on Monday, but definitely worth checking out.
Yay!
Okay, so instead of Culture Corner, because we are just feeling so darn arty this week, we have...
Artsy fartsy, just can't stop.
We can't. And so, Rachel, you have a little bit more art for the people.
I do. So Highland, Illinois is about 40 minutes east of St. Louis, and they have their annual big art festival opening on Friday. It's called Art in the Park. Friday, it looks like, is mostly a preview party, and artists will be setting up. And then on Saturday and Sunday, exhibitions will be on display. There will be music. And I spoke with someone who I actually attended high school with, caught up with her. She has some really awesome artwork that I've been admiring for a while, and her work will be on display at the Highland Art Festival. So here's our conversation. So through the magic of radio and audio editing, I'm back at the NPR studios for The Scene, about to talk to Jenna McNair. She calls Missouri home now, but she's a Central Illinois native. Her medium is oil paint, and her creations include a series called Struggles, which she tells me about now.
My inspiration is always comedy. Comedy has always been a fantastic tool for me. It's allowed me to connect with others in a healing kind of way. You know, when we watch comedians on TV, I personally love Jim Gaffigan. He talks a lot about food. We have this way of saying, wow, I've been there too. And what I really deal with is body image, self-control, addiction. I think that we can all relate to those things, you know, like falling asleep in your bed surrounded by fast food wrappers. And those are the moments that we seem to take a hard look at ourselves. We ask, who am I? What am I doing? And my hope is to open that dialogue. There's a painting that I entitled Imaginary Cake. So it's an image of a mother with her hand steadying a knife about to cut into a cake, and a child is holding out her plate asking for a slice, but there is no cake. And if we turned off that voice in our brain during a birthday or a celebration that says, you know, I shouldn't eat that cake or those cookies or that brownie, then maybe we can get out of the pattern of torturing and depriving ourselves. So my work is really about acceptance and the healing that you can find within it. You know, eat the cake.
So is it just a coincidence then that I noticed these subjects look like you?
Actually, they're all self-portraits.
Oh, okay.
Just how comedians always use their own material from their own experiences and their stand-up on stage. I use my own experiences personally in my artwork to convey and capture the struggles that we all encounter on a daily basis.
And so, you know, a lot of time at art fairs, the work is very like, here's a pretty picture of some flowers, or, you know, here's something that might be related to owning pets or whatever, which is all very great. But what's the reception been like to your work here, which, as you know, we've been talking about, is a little more conceptual and probably unique, stands out, I would assume.
Absolutely. The perception that I get from people, it varies. But, you know, I'm thrilled to be doing art fairs because, you know, being in the public, I can meet people and I can share stories. I can share my stories and I can hear stories from others. And whether someone buys into my art, makes a purchase or not, like, I've impacted them. So you can hate art, you can love art. But, you know, if you emotionally respond to a piece that an artist worked on, then they have done their job. So I really enjoy that aspect.
So Jenna McNair is the artist I've been speaking with for the scene, and love her work. You can check it out at illinoisedition.org. We will link you to her website. And Jenna, you also were going to tell us about an upcoming event this weekend where your work will be shown as well, right?
Yes, I'm very excited. It's my first time showing at Art in the Park. It's the 13th annual Art in the Park, Saturday, October 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, October 9th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Lendendale Park in Highland, Illinois. It's put on by the Highland Arts Council. Like I said, it's my first time, but I've heard so many wonderful things from artists that participate each year, and I can tell you it's going to be a wonderful demonstration of talent and skill. Many of these artists are well-known, award-winning professionals.
This is The Scene. We're wrapping up now. I'm with Scott. We're sitting in the Pharmacy Artist Co-op and Gallery. We've been talking about the Cute Creep Show happening this weekend. Scott, let's go out on a song of the week. What do you got?
Sure. Song of the week this week is by the Chicago band that used to be a band from Leeds, England, but they've been in Chicago for years. The Mekons have their new album, Existentialism, out this week, and they have a song called Simone on the Beach, featuring the great Sally Timms on vocals. So check out the Mekons' new record. Here's a little taste of it now, and thanks a lot.